Good morning, everyone. My name is Maria Severino Roller, and I'm excited to welcome you to our podcast, Real Talk with CalRes Homes. I'm here today with
Mary White,
and
Heather Sammons.
I'm so excited. I think today is, we're going to talk about something a lot of people are curious about, and that's purchasing their first home. And I know with high prices and interest rates, it can be super overwhelming, but the truth is there's a lot of options for first-time home buyers out there, correct?
Yes, and that's such great news. A lot of people are afraid to even dip their foot into looking for a home because of the unknown, but there's a lot of programs that can help.
What was so great is Heather actually reached out. She's so awesome. And Heather, you could give us a little bit about your background and tell us what you do exactly, because I know we're just jumping in here, but what company are you with and what do you do?
Yeah, I'm with Franklin Loan Center. I've been a loan officer for about 12 years, I think it is. So, I started with the refinance, with the boom, and then, also helping people purchase their first home. So I get pleasure out of helping people save money or, find their dream home. So I love what I do, and I've been in it for 12 years.
I love that. I did want to mention how Heather and I connected, which was I have a listing over in Oceanside in a 55 and up community that's listed at 639,000, and she had reached out and said, "Hey, did you know that this property qualifies for first time buyer programs because of its price point?" Which then opened up a whole dialogue because, of course, I mean, I knew about FHA and I know about conventional and I've heard about some of these other programs, but getting that dialogue started about all the programs that are out there for first-time home buyers and actually who even is a first-time home buyer was such an interesting conversation. And then Maria was like, "Hey, we got to do a podcast on this because this is something that people need to know."
And I think that brings up a super good point is like, what does Heather, a first-time home buyer, really mean?
Yeah, most people would, think logically like a first-time home buyer never owned a home. But with these programs we have, it could be anyone that hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you haven't lived in a primary residence, maybe you rented for the past 3 years but bought in the past, you qualify as a new first-time home buyer and get all the benefits.
So tell me what are like the most popular first-time home buyer programs?
I would say CalHAFA, especially for California. So, how it works is they help you pay for the down payment. So it makes your closing costs at the end, your total cost lower. So for example, if you buy a $500,000 home, I mean, usually there's, that $17,000 down payment, $17,500. So that would be eliminated. So you'd be saving quite a bit of money right there, which helps as a first-time home buyer because you don't want to be left with nothing.
Is this Grant Heather or?
It's a program. So basically, how it works is they give you the money right when you apply to buy a home. But if you decide to refinance or sell your home, then you would pay them back. There's a second lien, there's no monthly payment. So it's a silent second. And by the time you decide to sell your home, you've gained that equity. So it really is a benefit for first-time home buyers.
Get your foot in the door. And then
Yes.
is there, I've also heard a lot about the program called the Dream for All.
Yes. So that's through CalHAFA as well. They have it once a year and it's almost starting soon. So there's registration from February 24th till March 16th. And it's a lottery. So they pick winners by drawing names after the 16th of March. But it's once a year because they give more. They pay up to 20% for that down payment or up to $150,000 for first-time home buyers. And this program, you never own a home before. So
Or your family, correct? Like it has to be
correct.
first time generation.
Yes. So this is for true first-time home buyers. There's a little bit more money that they provide, which is amazing. So a lot of people go for this. There's no cap amount, so they find their dream home, literally.
And are there county like requirements or income and credit? Like, can you talk a little bit about the income and credit
Yeah,
qualification?
so San Diego income limit is 255,000. And I'll go over all this with you. You have to have, a good credit score for CalHAFA, at least a 680. There's a few documents I would ask for, which are basic. Your most recent pay stubs, year-to-date pay stubs, driver's license, and bank statements. So it's really simple. Just gather some basic information from you, and we could get you registered so we could see if you're the winner and then look for that dream home.
I think one of the biggest mistakes that I think like first buyers make in general is they just assume that they can't afford to buy. And I always say, like, I have so many buyers who come to me and find their dream home. And I'm like, hey, have you been qualified or not? Do you know what your payment's going to be? And the answer to that is no. So I always like to tell people, call a professional. I'm not the professional in that. Call a lender. A quick conversation with the lender really can open up these doors to possibilities you didn't know exist. And then as your agent, Mary and I can help you shop for properties that are within your price range as well. So I just think so many people are scared about contacting a lender, but don't be scared. That's the first step to this home buying process. Well, I think this has been great information. I think our goal is to provide some more education and information, property specific details on these CalHAFA programs for first-time home buyers. So, hey, if buying a home in California is on your vision board this year, don't count yourself out. There are so many paths to home ownership than ever before. Heather, do you want to give us your contact info?
Yeah, you could call me. My number is 949-697-7165. Call me and I'm here to help you.
Amazing. And thank you so much for joining us, Mary and Heather. We appreciate it.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
So fun.